He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul, does it to the destruction of his own soul. What does it destroy the soul but to be cast upon a hope that is not a good hope? Someone other, something other than Christ. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man, wherefore he will not spare the day of vengeance. Think about what Paul wrote to the Galatians when they began to, after having heard Christ preach, they began to go back to the law. And what did he say? He said, when I came unto you, I espoused you unto the Lord as a chaste virgin. That's what he said. And now you begin to look away. You begin to look around at other ways of acceptance with God. What can be the end? Stop. He speaks there of being jealous over them. And that's the same word here, for jealousy is the rage of a man. Think about how God is jealous over his son and that bride that he has married to his son. If any pretend to be of that bride, this is the rage of a man here. If any pretend to be of that bride and yet continue to prostitute themselves in other ways, how great will be that vengeance? He will not spare in the day of vengeance. People ask that all the time, say, how could a God of love prepare hell for souls of men and women that he condemns? Well, I'll tell you how. It's because he loves his righteousness. He loves his glory. He loves his son. And he loves those that are in his son. Oh, if any end up in hell, it's not because God at one point loved them and now he's changed his mind. That's not it. Those whom God loves, he saves and he draws and he corrects and he brings again in himself. But if any are not spared, that vengeance is a just vengeance. He will not spare in the day of vengeance. Nathan said, my Lord, O King, as thou said, Adonijah shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne, for he is gone down this day. This is the third time this is mentioned. Has slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and hath called all the king's sons and the captains of the host and Abiathar the priest, and behold, they eat and drink before him and say, God save King Adonijah. God has no rivals. He's placed his king on his holy hill. Kiss the son, lest he be angry. There's a lot of parallels here with Christ. Many people offering sacrifices as if they're in communion with God, and yet they're God haters because they won't have his son to reign. People have a Jesus, but that's not the Lord Jesus. Just like this clamorous woman that you read about here in verse 13. This is not talking about an individual woman. It's just like we saw in previous chapters, that horror, that prostitute woman that calls passersby. Here she's called a clamorous woman, but a foolish woman. In other words, having no understanding of things of Christ, and clamorous in the sense that she continues to call out. Just turn on the radio today and go through and see how many channels are dedicated to this clamorous woman. They're promoting their religion. They want more people to join and become part of it. Here it says she sits at the door of her house and on a high seat in the high places of the city. What we see here described in verse 14 is really what Revelation talks about. The beast and the false prophet in the high places of the city. This is a woman. This is a religion that loves to have influential people in her congregation and in her midst. And what it says there in verse 17, stolen waters are sweet. When it speaks of stolen waters, it's talking about in the day when you didn't have any water for yourself, but you went over here and stole what didn't belong to you and brought it and started selling it. And it might seem sweet so long as you're getting away with it. And notice, water and bread. What's it talking about? We're talking about a woman here that's in disguise, making people believe that really by following her, they are following Christ. We're not talking about way out religion here. We're talking about ones that take this word, just as we're reading it right now, and steal what it says, but to turn it for their own glory and not the glory of Christ, and act as if they've been sent by Christ, and they haven't. And bread eaten in secret is pleasant. It's pleasant when people come. Everything that this woman does is to try to make this message of Christ palatable. You see that? Stolen water, sweet. They don't want to preach a Christ that is sovereign in all things and has all flesh in his hands to do with what he will. No, they try to sweeten the pot. They try to make this Jesus that they preach to be palatable.